Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Background, Darren Donick and Chase on this Tuesday afternoon. Good conversation there with former Titans head coach Jeff Fisher. Now we go over and talk to a current Titan. Just getting off the practice field. We always enjoy our chats with offensive lineman Dennis Kelly. He now joins us. Dennis, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this again. I know it's been a strange year, but how strange, or has it been strange, kind of your daily routine and going through camp to this point?
Yeah, it's definitely been, one to remember with all the different procedures and the protocols. It's I kind of had to remind myself that this is typically game three in the preseason. So, camp is almost over. It doesn't quite feel the same, compared to other camps, by week three in the preseason game three during training camp. So there's definitely, some urgency to kind of remind guys that, like, that first game's coming up.
I drove by the stadium Saturday early evening. Dennis, it was probably 5-6 o'clock. And usually that, like you just said, like, for whatever reason, it feels like that second preseason game has always been like a home game. And I was just kind of looking at the stadium driving by going, it's just weird knowing that there's not any preseason football. And like you said, you'd be going into this week preparing for the third preseason game. How everybody has to do this, so you get you're a veteran, luckily. Can't imagine what it's like for younger guys or guys right. that are trying to make a team, but what has it been like knowing that when you put the pads on for real, or I put the pads on and hit somebody else, it's going to be for real?
Right. Yeah, and I think you kind of mentioned it, being a veteran, and the offensive line as a whole is, typically pretty older. So like guys kind of understanding where they need to be and how they should be feeling. And so it's getting the younger guys and the guys that haven't had that much experience or, are experiencing camp for the first time this way, to try and remind them and trying to let them know, kind of have a self-accountability that, we only have so much time to get ready. Like, there's going to have to be some, self-work on the side as well.
For the most part, I mean, especially over on the left side, or at least, center to left side with Saffold and Lawan and Jones and yourself, I mean, you got guys that you guys have logged a lot of time in the league. You are definitely veterans, and you understand how the day-to-day operations work. I'm just curious, whenever you have a story like that, what happened with your rookie, Isaiah Wilson, a high draft pick, and that happens, is that something you guys talk to them as a group? Do you talk to them individually? Do you let the coaches handle? How does an incident like that play out behind the scenes?
Yeah, it's difficult. A situation like that, obviously no one in the offensive line room except Isaiah knows exactly what happened. So it's kind of hard for us to go and demand things here and there. So you let the coaching staff handle that. It's usually when messages aren't being received from the coaches that's when players need to come in, and maybe it's just, they're not receiving it the right way, or there's some, unnecessary tension to have a player come in and explain, we've been there, we've done this, we've done something, we were young too. And, that's when, I think a player should be coming in is to try and help the kid receive the message, So, yeah.
That's interesting. So you let the coaches, but then eventually, you know, and this is not the case here, but that's interesting. So it was more, because you always hear a room policing itself, whether mm-hmm. it's an offensive line room or whatever, or just in the grand scheme, the room, the locker room policing mm-hmm. itself. And I was always curious how that dynamic would play out. So in this case, you let the coaches, and if for whatever reason it's not seeing the results that everybody's looking for later down the road, then it would turn to you guys?
I mean, yeah, that's just kind of the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure different teams and different locker rooms and different players, you know, see it another way. You know, but I feel that, you know, players are the ones that should be trying to help each other as much as possible. And if a message isn't being received, that's when I think the players should step in.
Talking to Dennis Kelly, offensive tackle for the Tennessee Titans. Dennis, we all love watching Hard Knocks every year. It just to get a feel for the work that's being put in every day for the players to get on the field and get their work in. So much goes into that with the people administering the tests and everybody doing what mm-hmm. they are supposed to do. It really, for a lot of people, I'm sure, is a thankless job, and you maybe breathe a sigh of relief at the end of the day and know you got to do it all over again the next day. It just sort of illustrates the discipline that you have to have this year to get where you want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Taylor and Lohan and I were actually just talking about how fascinating just how big an operation, you know, one professional sports team is with, you know, you have the grounds crew, you have the equipment guys, you have the training staff, you have the weight room staff, you have the coaching staff, you have the food staff. Now you throw in everything with COVID, you have the testers, you have the cleaners, you have the protocols. And so, you know, it really comes down to just everybody working together and everyone protecting each other.
No question about it. And so good luck continuing with all that stuff, everybody coming together and doing what you got to do to play, because I know how much everybody's looking forward to seeing these games. It's mm-hmm. been so awesome. We went from having no games for a few months there.
Right.
To now we've got these games in the other sports, and we're waiting for football to kick in when the time comes here. So, Dennis, tell us, you know, with no preseason games and the preparation that goes into it, trying to build that chemistry within yourselves at the offensive line, the offensive unit, how much is different and how much is really just the same basic principles that you always have?
I mean, I haven't been treating that any differently just because I think our group is really close and it's a real special group of guys. So coming together and building that chemistry isn't that difficult. And at the same time, you know, some teams, starters don't even play in the preseason games anymore. So, you know, it's more just getting, you know, the individual reps, the team reps, everything you can to try and figure out, you know, what I mean by saying this or what Nate means by saying that and, like, what's easier for us to do it this way. And so it's just really being able to talk to them about it, talk to each other about it, and, you know, just kind of coming together and figuring it out all together.
You mentioned Nate. I wanted to ask you about Nate Davis, because last year at this time, we didn't really know what he was going to be able to bring to the mm-hmm. table. He deserves a lot of credit for being able to jump in there like he did in the middle mm-hmm. of the season and then improve dramatically. He's got to be starting from a way higher point 1 year later. That's got to mean great things for the entire offensive line.
Yeah, he's done a really good job with his attitude, his confidence, and, you know, carrying over from last year. Like you said, he kind of got thrown into the fire and, you know, was able to respond and get better throughout the year. And so, you know, he's just trying to build off of that and get better every day, and we're all working together to do the same.
Dennis Kelly is with us, Titans offensive lineman, and along those lines, the offensive line, in my opinion, has to be more on the same page than any other position group on a football team. I assume you would agree with that. But mm-hmm. last season was so different to start with training camp. Taylor was suspended. You're filling in for him at left. Rogers new. You're trying to figure out the right guard spot. Jack's coming back from injury. Has this camp been smoother for you guys as a unit? Because really the only big change is Jack's gone and Isaiah's come in as a rookie. But pretty much everybody is where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, I would say that. You know, obviously there's normal, I guess you could say, getting rust off, so to speak, just because with no OTAs or anything like that. But I would say that overall it's been a smoother you know, camp, just there's just not as many moving pieces. And add the fact that, you know, with all the COVID protocols and everything like that, you know, things have kind of been, not stricter, more scheduled. That's a better way to say it.
I know, you know, you obviously had a good offseason. You got rewarded with a new contract to stay with the mm-hmm. Titans. But the big news being Derek getting a long-term deal done to stay here. Since you work so closely with the running back and run protection, I mean, how big of a moment was it when that news came out for the offensive line to see Derek get rewarded for the hard work that he's put in?
Absolutely. You know, it's awesome for him. I'm happy for him and his family. You know, the guy busts his ass every day, and it's definitely worth it for him to get the reward. And, you know, I'm sure everyone's excited to have him here for a long time and, you know, kind of put that in the back burner so everyone can focus on the goal.
When you talk about continuity, and, you know, I've heard the phrase running it back with Ryan, you know, he got rewarded with a new deal. He's back. Arthur back in his second year as the offensive coordinator. How much of that has been discussed of, okay, we all know each other. We all know what the plan is offensively, and now we can build upon that even more as you have this extended time of just being able to use the practice time and the classroom time to get on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Art's done a really good job of explaining that while we hit our stride at the end of last year, you know, it's a whole new year. It's a very weird year with COVID, and so we can't get complacent, and we have to, like you said, build off of what we were doing last year, not just settle for that. You know, as great as last year went, it wasn't the end goal. So we just have to find the ways to improve so we can, you know, win two more games.
Last thing, Dennis, we know that your first three games are going to be without fans. How strange is that going to be for the players?
You know, I'm sure some guys are going to be very weird. You know, some of the guys that have played at the really big schools that are always sold out, over 100,000. You know, I'm sure there are some guys that are more, you know, used to it. And so I think it's going to come from the players to build that energy. You know, they're, you know, guys always talk about playing better in front of a crowd and all that. You know, we're still going to be on TV. We're still, like, the country's still going to be able to watch us. The state's still going to be able to watch us. So, you know, we might not see the people, but people are still going to be watching. So I think it's going to be on, you know, guys to get each other up.
Yeah, good approach. Hey, thanks for doing this as always. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll be watching, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
That is, you do the same. That's Dennis Kelly. We do appreciate him joining us. We'll come back and wrap up the third hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No